Our next speaker here is Jennifer Marlee. She's a stalwart CLE speaker on all kinds of topics, and I always learn something when I listen to Jennifer. When you're dealing with adjusters, and even from the plaintiff's side, I think implicitly you're trying to message the adjuster in various ways, whether it's at a mediation or when you take a deposition, who you depose, when you depose them, the letters you send. You, even from the plaintiff's side, are trying to get through to the decision maker. But I know when I was on the defense side for about a decade, it was very important that I communicate with the adjuster, that the adjuster knew what the case was about. And then it also protected me so that if I was sent down to try the case and it was a bad case or a turkey that we probably were going to lose from the defense side, at least I had letters in the file. And so those are just some of the issues among, I know, many others that Jennifer is going to discuss. Jennifer and her firm, Fee Smith, handle a large Bet the Company litigation. They're very good at what they do. She's been with the firm now quite a while, had them on the opposite side of cases, and they're always put up a tough, fair fight. So please give Jennifer Marlee a round of applause and listen to her talk about pre-suit negotiation strategy.
Thank you, Quentin. So I know that the majority out here today of you are plaintiff's counsel, but the defense, I think a lot of this is actually the same. Because as Quentin said, this is not my presentation, just a second.
We'll get that fixed.
Okay.
We had to reverse the order, so we need her PowerPoint up.
I don't think so.
That's the other.
Y'all don't want me talking about appellate type stuff. That's not my. That is not my. There we go.
Minutes.
Perfect. Yes. Okay. No worries. So, one of the most important things that we all do is when you get in the case, you're assessing it, right? And what, as a plaintiff's attorney, you understand that you are answering to your client. And in the defense world, we actually have two people that we're answering to. We're answering to our client, and we're also answering to the insurance company. Now, the important thing is that the insurance company is the one that writes the check. Most insurance policies have in them, actually, I've never seen one that doesn't, that the insurance company at the end of the day has the say as to where the funds are going to go, how much the funds. Basically, they have the decision-making ability when it comes to writing that check. So the adjuster is the most important person when it comes to the evaluation of the case and trying to determine what to do with it from a settlement standpoint. I'm going backwards now. Man, y'all were going great till I went. Hold on just a second. There we go. Okay. So the first thing you have to determine is this case something that we want to try to resolve early? Now, not always is there a meeting of the minds between the plaintiff side and the defense side on that, but sometimes there is, and that can be great for a number of reasons. But in order to determine that, you have to think about a few different things. Plaintiffs, is this something that your client needs the money? Because they need to do additional treatment. They need to do XYZ. Maybe they're not hurt that bad, and the fact that they would have to wait for a really long time to get their money isn't beneficial to them. There can be a number of different reasons, and I may not be in the best position to talk about that since I've tried one plaintiff's case, and I do defense work. But there can be reasons that getting it into mediation early is key. I've also heard from some of my good plaintiff's attorney's friends that your case is the best that day that you first meet your client. And do y'all know why that is? It's because your clients get involved after that, and your clients have to give depositions, and your clients can really mess stuff up. That's on both sides, believe me. At least y'all as plaintiff's attorneys get to pick your clients. On the defense side, we don't get to do that. So that always makes things really interesting. Now, on the defense side, there's a bunch of different reasons as well. One, is there a demand out there? I have seen more and more the case gets, or the accident happens, and a week later, there's a purported Stowers demand. I say purported, which is for another topic, but I don't typically analyze Stowers demands because that's for the insurance company.